Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Keeping my fingers crossed that this Iran deal falls apart. It's so bad, and that's why they've hid the details of it from us. Very much, ironically, the strategy that Obama took with the JCPOA until the very last minute. It was very secret stuff leaked out, and that was because it was so bad. And I'd be a complete hypocrite, and there's a lot of you who've been with me since Charlotte, okay? You remember stuff I say. You remember stuff I say I've forgotten. And you remind me of it. I would be a complete hypocrite if I sat by and watched Trump basically relaunch the JCPOA, Obama's disastrous deal, and pretended like it was great. Because it's not. Iran, this is a total win for Iran. Donald Trump, Jesse Waters, puts the number of times that Iran has crossed one of his red lines at over 30. Has Iran ever backed down on one of its red lines? No, not once in this negotiation. Hadn't happened. Total win. Total win. And the people winning could be dead any moment. They could be neutralized, but we're negotiating with them for some bizarre reason. So here's what Iran gets, because they said they were, and they said this, a little less than a week ago, coming out of the weekend. They said, look, we're not even going to do a deal with Trump unless he pays us. That got out because the Trump administration was, pretending they weren't going to pay them and saying, no, it's not true. We're never going to do that. But then the tweet, both from the foreign minister and from the head of parliament, saying, nah, we're not doing this deal until they pay us. Sorry. They got what they wanted. This was just on Fox. Iran gets temporary sanctions relief to sell oil for 60 days. They've got oil loaded up to the gills, Lee. They've got oil in like tin pots. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In coffee tins. I mean, because remember, they couldn't sell it, so it's backed up, right?
Yeah.
That was part of our pressure point. Well, what do we get for that? Not a damn thing. Other than Trump could say he's got a deal. That's what it breaks down to. Iran says, we're not going to do anything in the strait. Well, they said that this whole time during the ceasefire, and they've never stopped firing. 13,000 strikes. So we didn't really get that. It'll be 72 hours before they're firing again in the strait while they're spending their oil money. Okay. And we know that because we've watched the last 10 weeks. We know what's going to happen. Nothing different. All right. So what else is in here? All Iran agreed to is a framework. That's it. A framework for negotiation. In other words, they agreed to negotiate and we're paying them. Because that's what this is. This is the frozen funds. We know how those frozen funds get spent. We have 20 years of knowing. They ain't going to the Iranian people. They're going to rearm. They're already rearming. They're digging out. We've seen this. We've had to blow up 3 radar facilities in the last week. That's a disaster. So all they have to agree to is a framework for negotiating Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. Well, one of Trump's red lines, you remember, for a deal was, no, they got to give up the stock. They got to give up the stockpile. They got to give up the enriched uranium. You got to let us go in and get it. What do we get? A framework? In other words, they've agreed to have a conversation about Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. So this just broke on Fox just a few minutes ago. I don't know why we're doing this. No clue. And I mean, when you look at who's negotiating this, Lee, this thing started going sideways almost immediately when J.D. Vance got involved. And J.D. Vance and Tucker Carlson are very tight. Tucker Carlson's son works for J.D. Vance. He's on his staff. And now you've got Trump yelling at Netanyahu, everyone hates you. They hate you. That's Tucker Carlson. A guy who, and he should be investigated, has a home now in Qatar. A guy who was arguing yesterday that Iran was heroic for trying to protect Hezbollah in Lebanon. A terror group, designated terror group of the United States of America. Who is Hezbollah? Anybody know? I do.
Yes.
Lebanon used to be a beautiful, peaceful place where Europeans went to vacation. You can't go there now. They'll kill you. Mm-hmm. They made the mistake over 50 years ago, being a kind Christian nation, of taking 50,000 Palestinian refugees.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
They immediately turned around and assassinated their leaders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they began culling civilians, just massacring families, killing people. Over 100,000 died in the Civil War. There's no black and white here. There's no confusion. There's no Israel is bad. We hate Jews. None of it. It's absolute black and white. Now you can't vacation there. You can't go there. That's who Hezbollah is. And Tucker Carlson just said that Iran heroically stood behind Hezbollah. What? So they could kill some more Christians? I mean, I'm at a loss here. Well, that's who J.D. Vance's friend is. Notice something else about what's going on right now. You want to know what's actually going on the inside or get an idea of whether it's good or not? Watch Marco Rubio. See what Marco Rubio was tweeting about yesterday? Our Secretary of State? Cuba.
Hmm.
Not Iran. Cuba. What was he doing last week? I mean, these are very consequential negotiations, right? Iran, right? I mean, that changed the Middle East. You'd think our Secretary of State wants to be president, be right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
He does every other job. Right? Not that one, though. Where was he? Armenia. Where? Armenia. Cutting a rare earth minerals deal. That's very important. It's great that we did. It's fantastic, actually. That was really good news. I'm not downplaying it. It was a good deal. Armenia, come on. You could have sent an undersecretary of state to cut that deal. They just had to sign the papers anyway. Where was Rubio? Very, very busy doing non-Iran things. Because he doesn't want to be tied to this. He doesn't want his name tied to this. This is a disaster and he knows it. So I just cling to hope, Lee, that this is some kind of sleight of hand.
Yeah.
And we will be boarding Karg Island promptly. You know, and I hope that's what it is. And I'll come on Monday and say Trump was brilliant. That was great. I'm excited. But I'm losing hope that that's going to happen. And we are leaving in place the people who hunted us like dogs.
And we'll continue to do so.
On our own soil. I've said it again and again. Future Republicans, you leave this regime in place. Future Republicans will have to campaign from bunkers while Democrats in Iran laugh at us. Because they'll kill us. They didn't just go after Trump, remember. They also went after his cabinet. They went after Pompeo. They went after Bolton. They'll do it again. We know what they'll do because we've seen what they've done. They were trying to help Biden by killing Trump. But yeah, like they'll stop if we cut a deal with them. I'm sure they will. You cut this kind of deal? Sanctions relief. And I love how we're calling it sanctions relief. I would rip up the Democrats for that sanctions relief. No, it's a cash transfer. Those are frozen funds. They get to sell the oil. And folks, keep in mind, they're not even selling the regular amount of oil. They've got so much, like I said, backed up. So the good news here is Iran has a Lee 100% record of walking away from Trump's deals. Pray they do it again.
Yeah.
My fear now is if they get the oil money, they may actually take this deal. And let me tell you what's going to happen. They're just going to get the oil money. That's it. Nothing else will change. It's where we are. And when you look at online, who is turning against, everybody still loves Trump. Okay. We all support him still, right? He's doing a fantastic job domestically. I mean, really great jobs. I mean, just unbelievable, which we'll get into later. And I covered pretty well yesterday. When you have Laura Loomer lighting you up yesterday, you have Scott Jennings lighting you up yesterday and agreeing with the panel on CNN that this is basically Barack Obama's JPCOA deal. I mean, here's Scott Jennings yesterday.
We have to internalize that even if they do sign a piece of paper, you know, what's a piece of paper with an Iranian signature worth? Nothing. I mean, so I think.
It's worth something. Because they get to cash.
Well, I mean, I agree with the sentiment there, that, and that's the one thing that I have a problem with. It's just like the Chinese. Anything they sign, anything they agree to, it's not going to happen.
No. Not worth the paper
it's
written
on. It's not going to happen on.
No. And the thing that scares me, and has for a long time, and General Jack Keane finally said it the other day, using almost my words, I don't think he copied me, I just think we're on the same wavelength, that General Jack Keane was saying, retaliation will come. It is guaranteed. They are planning for it now. No deal you sign will change that. Mm-hmm. All you can do is remove the leadership. That's it. That's all you can do. And do the remaining 2 weeks of bombing to take away their ability to come after our troops or however they're going to retaliate. That is it. There is no other way. Nothing you can do and no deal you can sign will stop that retaliation. But I guess we're going to do this the hard way.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Let's jump on the common sense retirement planning text line. Texter writes, Trump's putting the Iran deal down for the midterms. After that, he takes Carg Island. Just my opinion. Well, I hear what you're saying. And you're probably not too far off on that. I really hope. That's the plan, that there's some finishing this off somewhere. The problem is you pay them to take this deal, which was their red line. You pay them to take this deal, they're going to rearm. And retribution is coming. China's going to rearm. In fact, we've been watching China do that by train across land. They're not going to end. They want to humiliate Trump, and by they, I mean Iran. Keep in mind, look, Iran is not going to beat us militarily. That's not a thing that's going to happen. But Iran can absolutely beat us by killing our troops. You don't think that's the case? Go look up Abbey Gate. They only need to get one missile through. How many died at Abbey Gate? 13 died at Abbey Gate. Destroyed Joe Biden. Joe Biden's, in Afghanistan, Joe Biden's approval rating never recovered. Plunged down into the high 30s, low 40s. Low 40s on a good day after that. He never came back. And they know it. They don't have to defeat us militarily. And that's the problem. They will rearm and rearm and rearm and rearm. And the question becomes, why? Why do that? Just take Carg Island. Just take it. Here's the thing. If we, God forbid, have casualties taking Carg Island, and I don't think this would be as bad as people think, because we could have total control of the strait 24 hours if we wanted it. Trump allows them to run around in these silly little mosquito boats. That's a choice. And I think it's a choice. Look, I think it's a choice he's made because guess what? That keeps most of the oil from flowing through the strait. Where does everybody go now? They come to us. They come to us both to buy oil, but also to bring their oil to be refined. It's a multi-billion dollar shot in the arm for the oil industry at every point, from refineries to extraction to, you know, sale of final product. And in some cases, even purchase a product. There are kinds of oil we actually need. So, yes, he's recalibrating the entire oil industry in our direction in ways that are great. All of that is now being bought and sold for dollars, and that is keeping inflation down. But at an incredible risk. I mean, you got to pay Iran. Here's an idea. Just do nothing. Not keep doing what you're doing, but destroy the leadership. No, let Israel do it. Folks, when I watch that airport get bombed, you know what the thing about Kuwait Airport is? It's a big deal. Our troops flying in out of there. People don't know that. They came for our base. They came for are based in Kuwait, are based in Iran. I mean, in Iraq, excuse me. They came for the airport and they blew it. They blew it up. How'd they do that? Radar facilities. You have to target if you're going to do it. You've got to have radar facilities. How many of them did we destroy in the last week? Three. Why do they still have radar facilities? I mean, simple question. Why would you negotiate with these people? Oh, please, 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 please stop firing. Take away the gun. We only did it when it got so bad we've got an Apache in the water. And now we're finding out in the news that Trump didn't even want to do that. He didn't want to retaliate over them firing on our troops. But Hegseth went nuts and convinced him he had to do it. So, folks, and I am thoroughly confused here. Again, okay, 40 times, when I say thoroughly confused, I'm not confused, I'm being facetious, but 40 times Trump has told us we're close to a deal. And Iran said, no, we're not. Turned out Iran was telling the truth. I mean, I don't like those guys, but they were right. By Fox News' account, this is now the 40th time since the end of hostilities. The president has said they were close to a deal and there's no deal to be worked out. Yesterday in the news, every country Trump said was involved, from Saudi Arabia to Kuwait to Bahrain to Egypt to the United Arab Emirates and Israel, all said, no, there's no deal. No, that's we don't know anything about that. What was weird, hours later, there were some signs that they kind of did, as if somebody called them off the phone and said, hey, here's the deal. I don't know if we'll sign it this weekend or not. I'm really hoping it falls apart. The idea of paying the people who murdered seven of our troops when we don't have to is outrageous. The idea of paying the people who murdered seven of our troops just months ago with, don't forget this, who did the satellite targeting? China. We're going to pay them? Really, we're gonna let them sell that oil. And folks, it's a massive slug of oil. Keep in mind, it's all the buildup. They're not going to just sell their regular produced, you know, production of oil. They've got billions of dollars of oil built up. What do you think they're going to do with that money? Our troops. They don't come for our troops. Why? Because they can count. How many took down Joe Biden? His presidency. Never recovered from it. Couldn't run him again a second time. 13. 13 at Abigate. That's all it'll take. You remember what the fallout of that was like? That's how they win. No oil industry is worth that. We're going to do just fine over time. We're going to do great. This is, we don't have to do this. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Again, I'm hoping this is some kind of subterfuge and we're going to hit them. And folks, you've got former Trump advisor Kellogg on Fox. You've got, Jack Keane on Fox. You've got all of these now folks on Fox yesterday just begging, please, please take Harg. Please take it. Just take it. People will understand if we take casualties taking Karg Island. And don't send me a text saying, oh, you're a hypocrite. You don't have to do it. I've got a child going in the military. This is why this is personal to me. So, folks, here's the thing. If he thinks that his base is going to support this deal because he tells them to, he maybe should spend an hour on X. The basic comments running like this, this is not what I voted for. I'm disgusted. Where do they see that money change hands? Where do they see it? Change. How do you give these people a cash infusion when they tried to kill our troops less than a week ago? How does that even happen? And folks, you may not like what I'm saying, but you know me. I lit up Barack Obama for this. I spent almost 2 years lighting up Biden for this. Every time they'd kill our troops, two SEALs dead, another transfer of cash. Three beautiful young soldiers dead all three of them from Georgia. What did Biden do weeks later? Infusion of cash. What's Trump proposing to do? Lift the sanctions. Infusion of cash. How do you see that if you're Iran? Same way you always have. The more troops I kill, the more money I get. I don't know if you've ever listened to the Sean Ryan podcast. It's kind of a gathering place for members of the military who were aghast, shocked to find out that we are funding the Taliban. Let me give you a couple of statistics. Over 20 years at war in Afghanistan with the Taliban, you know, the enemy. How much that cost? $2.3 trillion. We're still paying it off. How many injured? 20,000. Some catastrophically. You see them on Fox News, you know, the wounded veteran warrior houses. Yeah, those people. Who did that? Taliban. So they're the enemy. I think we've established that. $2.3 trillion. Another $130 billion to rebuild the country. 20,000 injuries, some catastrophic. And the saddest part of all, 2,456 military deaths. Pretty devastating, huh? Why are we paying them $40 million a week? Because we are. Hats off to Nancy Mace and Tim Burchett, who not once but twice got the Defund the Taliban Act through the House. They're trying to stop John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, from funding the Taliban. He puts it in every year, like clockwork, trying to make it illegal. Which is weird because the Taliban is a designated terror group. So stunning audio yesterday came out. 2 days ago, actually, came out. Somebody finally asked John Thune. The House passed a bill to stop you from funding our enemy, the Taliban. Why won't you allow, because this is what he's doing, he won't allow a vote on it. Thune lied. Here, he did. Here's what he said.
Leader Thune, the House passed Tim Burchett's bill to defund the Taliban. I think it was 11 months ago. Every week that goes by, they get another $40 million. When can the American people expect to see a vote on this, and do you expect it to pass?
I don't know when. We don't have that on currently on the schedule here. And you said it's passed in the House?
Yes.
Okay. I have not seen it. If it's come over from the House, that's not something that we consider putting on the floor at this point.
So listen to what he's saying there. I don't know anything about that. But yeah, no, even if it comes over, we're not putting it on the floor. I'm going to continue funding the Taliban. Thanks, though. If you served your country, you're a sucker. We're going to go on paying the Taliban. Can you imagine what it would be like for the family members of the 2,456 U.S. military who died there? Just that flippant attitude. You're going to pay the enemy, yes, to keep them in power. Yeah, that's what we're going to do, $40 million a week. Well, Sean Ryan has millions of listeners, and a couple times a month this will trend. On X, that's how outraged military members are. Because you know why? A lot of these guys, I mean, they fought. They saw the injuries. They saw what it did psychologically to the people they fought with. I mean, that was psychopathic right there. This guy's evil. And unfortunately, he's the highest ranking Republican after Donald Trump. Okay, so Tim Burchett, who sponsored both those bills to stop John Thune from funding the Taliban, was asked, you know, old Johnny boy seems to think he's just very confused. He doesn't know anything about those bills. And it passed twice, not once, but we'll focus on the most recent one. Passed the House. They did the right thing. Mike Johnson, House Speaker, did the right thing. Does John Thune really not know this passed?
So do you believe him when he says he hasn't seen the bill?
And well, I don't know how he can say that. You know, I asked him about it there.
And he just did you? Yeah, sure. So he's been asked. On the record, he has been asked.
I asked him personally.
He's talking about when King Charles came through, and he was over at the Center for that, and he said, I asked him personally. This was weeks ago, folks, you'll remember. Let's play that again.
So do you believe him when he says he hasn't seen the bill?
And well, I don't know how he can say that. You know, I asked him about it there.
And he just, did you?
Yeah, sure.
So he's been asked. On the record, he has been asked.
I asked him, personally
and
asked
so
him.
He...
Wow. Folks, you know what's amazing about this? I read a whole book on it years ago. Right at the end of the first Obama term. And it was about how Bush and Obama had built al-Qaeda brick by brick. And we're now funding ISIS. And how the Uniparty does this. They fund them. And it was all of the details on it. And I stopped writing it two-thirds of the way through because I realized there was no audience for it. Nobody wanted to hear that Bush was a bad guy. There's no audience on the right or the left, and I stopped writing. I didn't realize I had nobody to sell this to. We build our enemies brick by brick. We fund them and fund them and fund them and fund them. And folks, here's the crazy thing. You want to look this up? This will give you chills. I've played it online. I've played it many times for you. Sarah Carter, CIA analyst, now has her own private shop. They sell intel to companies. You know what she's been warning? Al-Qaeda is reconstituting in terror camps in Afghanistan, protected by the Taliban. You know who's running them? Bin Laden's son. They've come up with an ingenious system because there's Shia terror camps and Sunni. Normally, the Shia and Sunni kill each other. They've separated them out and put a little geography in between them, and they've separated them out by sect so they can all train to kill us. And it's coming, she says. It's only a matter of time. They're doing it again, folks. They're funding the enemy. They are rebuilding them. And John Thune's doing it. Listen to the absolute flippancy in his voice. He lies to you. And now we know he's lying because Tim Burchett's like, no, I talked to him about it personally a few weeks ago. And then he refuses to stop.
Lee Rathune, the House passed Tim Burchett's bill to defund the Taliban. I think it was 11 months ago. Every week that goes by, they get another $40 million. When can the American people expect to see a vote on this? And do you expect it to pass?
I don't know when. We don't have that on currently on the schedule here. And you said it's passed in the House?
Yes.
Okay. I have not seen it. If it's come over from the House, that's something that we consider putting on the floor at this point.
And it gets a little garbled there at the end, but he says it's not something he's going to consider putting on the floor. Yeah, because he's going to keep funding the Taliban. Why does Tim Burchett think this is happening?
I asked Senator Thune, Leader Thune, yesterday about your defund the Taliban bill that passed the House. I think it was 11 months ago, but correct me if I'm wrong. He says he knows nothing about it and there's no plan to vote on it. What are your thoughts on that?
I just think it's what's going on. I think it cuts too many people and too much money, $40 million, and some of it's obviously flowing back here. I don't think it's flowing into Fenn's coffers or anything like that, but that's just, Elon Musk said we're probably stealing over $1 trillion. And I think that he's right. I've just seen it just keeps deeper and deeper, $40 million a week. And if they're not doing it, then why the heck won't they just pass it anyway? And this thing's been, 2 years now, and it's just ridiculous.
You know, under Democrats, I said, you can't sign up. You can't join the military to serve. They'll fund the enemy the whole time. The enemy that's trying to kill you. Well, guess it's not just Democrats. Still happening. All the buzz today is about that SpaceX IPO. I remember when the media said that Elon had gotten too Trumpy and it was really going to hurt him. He's the richest he's ever been. He's about to get a little richer today. They're expecting the response to be so powerful, it will create 4,000 new millionaires by the end of the day. We'll see. We'll see what it goes for. Can I admit something? I don't really understand what they sell. Well, I can look it up and read it. I just did. I don't really understand what they sell. Space transportation. Is there really a big market for that? Maybe there is. I don't know. Artificial intelligence and satellite internet. Okay, I could see satellite internet. I don't know. I think it is. I don't think people even care about the details. What do they sell? I don't know. I'm buying that. Why? It's Elon Musk. And, works for him.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.